Hello, hello, and welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host tonight. Thank you so much for having me. It is Monday, January 27th, and I am joined today by my wonderful roommate, Harley.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for today.
Same here.
We are doing something that I have never, ever done before on the show. We're going to be talking about ghosts and and our apartment that might may or may not have some spirits in it.
Oh, it definitely does.
Oh gosh. Harley is like the girl to go to for all of this, so I was super excited to ask her on the show. And we have, I think we both have a bunch of stories just about like things that have happened and things that have happened in our apartment, and we're gonna be like sharing them and talking about all of that, and maybe a little bit of on-campus stuff too if we get there. But do you want to start us out?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So just to give everyone some background, so I've always kind of had, I wouldn't say like a mediumship ability, but I've always been very sensitive to being able to like tell when there's something that's not human present almost. So when I was younger, I'd have a lot of night terrors. Like, where I would just basically lay in bed with my eyes open screaming.
Oh. And
my parents never knew why.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that was, like, the first clue that I was seeing things that other people weren't seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became a toddler, and obviously I was moving around the house. I had a playroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
One day, my mom's upstairs doing her hair. I come out of my playroom, go to the bathroom, and she's like, oh, hey, like, what you doing? Why aren't you playing? And I was looking at her, and I was like, where'd the man go? And she was like,
huh? Oh my gosh.
Because she was home alone with me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 2 at the time. My dad's at work. There's no man that should be in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom immediately assumes that someone's broken in and that we got to do something about it. So she's like, Harley, where was the man? I was like, in my room. So I take her hand and I calmly walk her back into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I just apparently look around side to side. And I was like, he's not here anymore. And my mom was like, actually getting concerned. She's like, is there a man in the closet or, like, you know, hiding somewhere? And I was like, no, he was standing in the corner waving to me.
No. Uh-uh.
So that happened. That was the first time. And my mom just thought that maybe I had an active imagination or something. Like, a lot of people to this day will tell me. But then a few weeks later, we were downstairs, and all of a sudden I ran from the living room to the big bay window we have. And I started, like, excitedly waving.
You have a bay window?
I do, yeah.
I'm so jealous. I love that. That's so cute.
It's really cute. Anyways, I start waving to it. And my mom's like, what you doing there? And I was like, Grandpa's here. And my mom was like, oh, okay. Because my grandpa passed.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a step-grandpa on my mom's side. I just call him Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom just assumed that he had come over. So she goes over to the window to see where he is. He's not there. His car's not there. And I was like, he's right there on the lawn. And my mom was looking at the lawn. There was no one there.
Oh my gosh. I've heard this story before, and it still freaks me out.
And just to make it even better, my mom was like, what's he doing? And I was like, he was here earlier, remember, in my room?
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah.
And I was like, he's waving at me from his truck. Now, keep in mind, my grandpa passed when I was about 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
He was a truck driver. I didn't know that. So I saw him in his big truck waving at me. And then a second later, I told her he was gone again.
I just got chilled. Like, oh my gosh. That's so trippy.
Yeah.
I was, before I came on the show, I was on the phone with my mom, like, gathering these stories. I'm like, and I told her about this. I'm like, Mom, like, this is the one that you have to hear. Like, that is so freaky.
Yeah, it's definitely, that was, like, the first, I'd say, experiences that I had. Obviously, I was too young to remember these.
Mm-hmm.
My mom actually didn't tell me about these until after I started telling her about other experiences I had.
Oh, seriously?
Because she didn't want to, like, put it in my mind, because then, obviously, as a kid, you're going to imagine things.
That's so valid, too, because I feel like if I had known about it, I would start making it up,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I didn't know until about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
like, a long time.
Yeah.
Because oh, my God.
My mom, like, she's spiritual. She believes in all of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
My dad doesn't, so it was kind of just, like, kept pretty quiet. But then I started having experiences with my grandma after she passed, and that was about 2 years ago. So I told my mom about these stories, which I'll get to in a second.
Okay.
And she just kind of looked at me one day, and she's like, you weren't joking when you were a toddler. And I was like, huh?
That would freak me out, too. I'd be like, what do you mean? Like, what did I do?
The craziest part, I'm still in the same room where I saw the man. So it's like,
no, no, I don't.
It's right across. Uh-huh. So
that would, do you ever go in there and you like feel anything in there or?
I've always felt something in the closet.
In the closet. Okay.
Always in the closet. Like,
oh boy.
I will not look in that room at night to this day.
Seriously?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't like it.
So, but like you sleep in there. Mm-hmm. Or
no, it's a, I've moved across the hall.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, that would, like, that would be really bad
but
for
it's me. Like a workstation now, so like during the day I'm in there sometimes,
yeah,
but I will not sleep in that room.
That's valid. I wouldn't either.
No. And that was before I even knew about like anything else. So
okay, so it was like always, like
I just always got the feeling from it. So the stories with my grandma, so her and I were extremely close like my entire life because I was the only granddaughter, so we spent a lot of time together, and she passed when I was in, like, grade 12, and then shortly after that, I had a dream. She came to me in the dream. She was wearing a cloak, like, a gray cloak.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Obviously, I'd never seen her wear that before, so it wasn't, like, in my subconscious or something, and she couldn't speak in this dream. Keep in mind, my grandma passed from lung cancer, so for the last month of her life, she couldn't speak.
Okay.
In real life. Okay. She came to me and she, it was, this is the part that was kind of weird. She was holding like a clay pot.
Okay.
And it had like different symbols on it. And so she couldn't speak, but if she pointed to the symbols, I would be able to understand the message somehow.
Yeah.
And this is where it got really weird because I'm not, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma wasn't religious either. So there's really no reason for this, like, part.
Yeah. But
she pointed to a symbol. And instantly in my head, I knew that she was trying to tell me the good Lord has a plan. Like, just that message.
What?
And I was like, I literally, I have no clue to this day. Because I have never been to church.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma, I think she went to church maybe once in her life.
Right.
Like, there's no reason for her to have said that to me.
And how long ago did this happen?
Like, 2 years ago. It happened like, about a month after she passed.
Okay. And has, like, anything happened that's been, like, oh, like, maybe that's what that had meant? Or
I have no clue.
No clue. God.
And then she told me to look on the bright side of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the weirdest part of that dream is I woke up sitting up in my bed, facing the end of the bed as if someone had been sitting there talking to me.
No. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yep.
That's crazy.
I have a crazier one with her.
Okay, okay, tell me.
So this was more recently. This was last year in my dorm.
Okay. You were in Bricker, right?
I was about to say, for those of you listening, 204. Yeah, so I was in bed, obviously sleeping, and I had this dream. My grandma came to me again.
Mm-hmm.
She still couldn't speak. I couldn't see what she was wearing this time. I don't know if it was the cloak or not.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of these dreams, I can't see what's around her, okay?
Like, it's just her?
It's just her.
Okay.
So I don't know where she is, but I know that much. And she came to me and she said, almost like in a tone that she was trying to like give me trouble, but not. She was like, keep the family together, like people are drifting. And my family hadn't had a family dinner in about a month. When she was alive, we had one every week.
Oh my God.
Then she came to me. This is the weird part of the story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even got to the goosebumps part. Then she came to me again and she said, tell your mom to stop being so sad. And she showed me an image of just my mom on the ground with her knees up and her head against her knees, okay? I've never seen my mom like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was not at the hospital when my grandma passed, but my mom was.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my mom, I was like, clearly this is a message like she wants you to hear. And she literally just looked at me for like a solid minute and her face like went white. And she was like, that's the position I was in the hallway when she passed.
Are you, oh my God.
And I was not there. Like, I was at home when it happened.
I mean it. I just got chills from my head all the way down.
Yeah.
Are you, that's crazy.
I know.
Oh my God. That's so trippy.
I know. So, that was definitely a weird experience, but that's just to give some background on kind of what I've experienced in the past.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. I find that I have two different types of feelings. Mm-hmm. If I feel that there's something in a room, for example, I'll either feel it in my head or I'll feel it, like, in my gut.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in my head, it's more of, like, an airy type feeling. And that's usually, like, one that doesn't scare me. It's like, okay, something's here.
Yeah.
It is what it is kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go about my day. When it's in my gut, that's, like, the heart pounding, like, I start sweating, like, something is there and it should not be kind of feeling.
Right.
Just to give some context to that as well.
So, with your, like, when you wake up from those dreams, mm-hmm. do you have those feelings, like, when you're, like, waking up?
Every time I've had those dreams, I've woken up sitting up in bed as if I'm talking to her.
Oh, my God.
That's like, to the point where it felt like someone was on my bed until I sat up, like, and woke up.
That is, like, so brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I've always definitely had, it's a lot in my dreams that mm-hmm. things are communicated. I had one in the apartment, which I will get to.
Oh my God.
That one was more of a warning than anything. But I have to tell some other stories before I can get to that one.
Okay. I have a couple. I'll go next.
Okay, yeah, please go.
I have, my mom and I like put together a list because we, like, between the two of us, we have moved a lot.
Yeah.
Her specifically way more than I have. But she has a lot of stories. So I'll start with when she was younger. And okay. then I'll go, like, from there. So my mom had a brother. And he passed before I was born. And they used to live in the house in Prince Albert, which is, like, near, like, Port Perry-ish okay. region. And I've heard so many stories about this house, but this one's my favorite. My mom was, like, in the house, and basically what she had said is that something, like, she, like, kind of felt something go through the house,
mm-hmm.
and as she, like, went to investigate, she came back, and all of the doors in the house were open, including all the cupboard doors.
Oh,
like, all the
gosh.
Cabinets, and, like, the front door was open, and it was, like, that is so freaky. Like, could you imagine, like, you're in your house, and then you go up to your room, and then you come back down, every single, like, cabinet in the kitchen is open? Like, no. And then she, while she was upstairs in this house, she heard, so her name's Spring, so she basically heard someone like, Spring, like, full on yelling her name.
Mm-hmm.
And then she searched the whole house, and nobody was there.
It's a mimic.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're called.
That. A mimic?
A mimic.
Okay. Have you heard that before, or?
We have them in the apartment.
No, we don't. Don't
yes,
say that.
We do. Look, it's on my list in the bottom here. Mimic.
Oh, my God. Okay. For context, yeah. guys, I'm pretty good with the ghost stories. They will, like, I'm good with, like, shutting it down. And, like, when I'm there, I'm like, oh, like I'm not entertaining this, mm-hmm. you know? Like, if you, like, I think it was, like, other people have said it, but I think you specifically, when we first got there, were like, if you, like, push it out of your mind, like, if you don't want it there, then it won't, like, be there, you know?
Yeah. Like, they'll be there, but
they won't, like, bother you in that sense?
They shouldn't.
Okay. That's what I tell myself. I'm like, sitting in bed and I'm thinking, like, oh my God, there's a ghost. And I'm like, you know what? Like, no. Like, everything's fine. Like, I'm not gonna, like, think about it. And then it can kind of go away. I'm pretty good with that. My roommates, if you guys are listening, I strongly advise you don't, because both of my other two roommates are not good with it. Like, they, like, freak out with anything like that.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, like, I freak out a little bit, but they, like, freak out, and it's, like, mm-hmm. not good to talk to them about it. So, please, guys, this is not the show for you.
Nope.
But anyways, so my favorite story from this house was about my mom's brother, and he was working in his garage, and he heard someone, like, walking on the stairs, like, up on the room above mm-hmm. the garage, and he saw, like, the dust coming down from the beams on top of the garage, and then this is so crazy because I have no explanation for this.
Yeah.
But apparently the steps came down the stairs and they were on the same floor. And he was, like, working on his car. And he looked over to his tool bench and all the tools were being flicked off the tool bench, like, onto
That's
the floor.
Crazy.
I'm like, I can't even, like, some of these things you can be like, oh, like, it was a coincidence.
Yeah.
I can't coincidence that. Like, if he swears that he saw the tools fall off and the dust come off from the ceiling, like,
mm-hmm.
how do you play that off as, like, not something there? Like,
Someone
the wind
wanted
didn't,
his attention.
Right? The wind didn't flick tools off a bench.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you have more that aren't our house related?
Yep.
All right. Let's move on to those.
Okay. It's all right. We'll come back to the house. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. So, I have... Sorry. Wait. I'm cutting you off.
That's all good.
if you want to do those, and then I'll do, like, my list of stuff at, like, my grandma's house, and then we can move to our place.
All right, sounds good. Just debrief that one last.
Oh, my God. So scary.
Okay. I would say, I'll tell you, like, the scariest thing I have ever experienced.
Okay.
Okay? This was at my house. Mom, if you're listening, stop. Because she's going to be scared. So I was in bed, and I have tried to debunk this in every way possible. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I was not sleepwalking, because I am prone to doing that as well. But I was not. I was wide awake, not dreaming. So I'm in bed. Next thing I know, I feel two big hands grab my ankles and drag me across my bed. Like, to the point that I wake up, all of the sheets are pulled off my bed. They're down around my body, and my legs are dangling over the edge of my bed.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about you, but I don't have the core strength, and I never have, to be able to drag myself, like, horizontally across the bed and end up at the base of it.
Oh, my God.
And you know when someone touches you, mm-hmm. and, like, you can kind of, like, feel the hand after it's been taken off?
Yes. Yeah.
It felt like two massive hands around my ankles, like, fingers not human. Like, they were too long.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. To this day, like, anytime something scary happens, I just go back to sleep, because I'm so used to it, by the way.
Yeah.
So after that, I literally went back to sleep, and to this day, I do not know what it was.
That's kind of insane. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was, like, every time I tell this story, like, my stomach drops. It's scary.
No, that is freaky.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, yeah. I think that's probably the worst one.
That's the worst.
I've had it, like, I had a dog. Mm-hmm. She used to, like, we had this old painting that was thrifted. She'd sit and just bark at it.
That's, okay, thrifted, like all the ghost stories that I used to, like, or the horror stories that I would listen to as a kid, so many of them was about, a painting.
Yeah.
Have you heard the one about, like, the clown that would, like, get closer in the painting until eventually it was, like, out of the painting?
Yeah.
Clowns are my biggest fear. That, like, traumatized me. Seriously?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, my God. No, literally, like, everybody makes fun of me for that, but I am, like, dead terrified of them.
If you've listened to those stories, you know they're scary.
They are freaky. Yeah. But my fear comes from my brother. He told me a story when I was a kid about, like, this circus, and this little girl waved to this clown, and the way she waved at him was, like, she had her hand together, and she just moved, like, all her fingers were, like, attached, and she moved them up and down like that.
Oh.
And then the clown came and, like, killed her whole family. So that was, like, why I've been scared of clowns literally my entire life. But, like, the more I hear about them, like, the more they freak me out.
Oh, and there's nothing good about them.
No. I can't watch It. I think we were in high school, maybe, like, grade 9, and my friends put on It, and I, like, sat in the corner, like, with my head buried, like, traumatized. I could not move. Like, it was bad.
It's not great.
I'm not a clown girly.
Yeah. No, I think the only other thing I have actually happened, like, yesterday. I was,
Was it at our place?
No. Okay. It was at my house still. I have these books on, like, these floating shelves in my room.
Cute.
I know. It is cute. And obviously, like, with gravity, physics, books fall over sometimes. Like, we all know that. But usually when they fall, like, face first, if that makes sense, like, onto the covers. These books fly off my shelf spine first across the room and hit me.
What?
Yeah. My boyfriend was also witness to this. He doesn't believe in ghosts.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because when we were, like, all together, we were sitting outside while you guys were doing, like, your little ritual, and he's like, guys, like, this is not real. Well, like, they're just playing.
He will not believe me. Things have happened at our apartment. He still won't believe me. He's experienced them.
So he witnessed the books flying off the shelves, and he's still like, no, that was just a coincidence.
And just to make it even better, a book at Christmas Day,
One
fell over. The next one flew off the shelf and hit me in the back because I was facing away from them. And then I went, stop it. Merry Christmas, because I was like, clearly someone wants my attention. The next book that was about to fall didn't fall.
Oh, my God. Good for you, though. Yeah. Shut that down.
Well, usually when things happen, they want attention. That's what I believe.
That's so crazy. I was talking to my friend, I think actually this morning, because we were talking about the show, and she was like, she believes that ghosts are, like, present, but she doesn't believe that they're, like,
here to harm people or like something like that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more of like situational.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's what I was thinking.
If like, it's a ghost and it's just someone who lived a normal life, mm-hmm. and they're trapped, I don't think that they're there to harm.
Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. It just sounded like a door closing or like something, like somebody like stepping too loudly. Other people, there are so many people that have access to this building. Like, there could be, like, somebody here, and I just don't know.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, and I think if someone lived a bad life and they're trapped in ghost form, they mm-hmm. could have bad intentions. I think the issue that you run into is when it's not a ghost.
What do you, like, can you elaborate on that?
I don't think you want me to.
Can you, like, briefly elaborate on it? Like,
I can, like what I'm about to tell you we have at the apartment. So do you want me to?
Will you tell me it's fake after to make me feel better?
Of course.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Let's hear. Let's hear a less scary version of it.
There's only one way to describe what this is.
Okay, go for it.
A demon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do they want?
So this is getting into stories about the apartment. I can tell you one if you want me to.
Okay, let's break. We'll come back to it.
All right.
Is this the thing that was like also like pulling on your legs, do you think? Like with the longer fingers or
no.
No? Something different?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Definitely something different.
Crazy. I think for like ghosts, like if I like ever like my theory was like, oh, like if I was a ghost, I would definitely want to screw with somebody.
Yeah.
But like I don't like think it's necessarily like that. But I do believe that there are like I have stories where it's okay. Like, oh, like there's people. I'll go into my grandma's house. My grandma has like they've always been known for having it. Like ever since I was a kid, I wouldn't sleep there because like it was like, oh, the house is haunted and I knew that. So I was like, oh, it's not happening. So the one that I remember the most distinctly was my cousin Tom, who had slept in a bed upstairs. And he said that he woke up in the middle of the night and saw like a soldier, like a man in a soldier's uniform at the end of his bed.
Oh.
And then he like rubbed his eyes and he was gone. And I was like, okay, that's it. Like, I'm never staying there again.
No,
absolutely not. Now, these ones I didn't know about until recently, but basically my grandparents used to see a girl in a white dress at the top of the stairs. And I'm like,
you know how common
that one is?
That one is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, like that's. Like, that's freaky, though. Like, that's in all of these different, like, ghost movies. There's always somebody in a white dress.
Yeah. But going back to your soldier story, mm-hmm. that's also a very common one from, mm-hmm. like, the little research that I've done, especially in North America, because Confederate soldiers were buried everywhere.
Okay.
So a lot of people's mm-hmm. houses, even if you're not in the States, you will, like, it's common to have soldiers buried in your backyard and not know it.
They live on, like, a huge, they lived on, or at the time, they lived on a huge plot of farmland, too.
I guarantee you there was at least one body there, and that's probably why it was haunted.
That's so brutal.
Yeah.
That's so scary, but I would not sleep there after I heard these stories.
I don't blame you.
But, basically, they had, and how they described it was, like, they saw her for, like, a split second. Like, she would appear, mm-hmm. and then it would be, like, a, like, my mom described it as like a piece of saran wrap, as if you're looking through it and like one moment you can see it and the next moment you can't, and it's just like mm-hmm. I didn't really get that metaphor, but basically you appear and then you disappear.
Yep.
The next one, both my aunt, my cousin, my grandma, and my papa, and this aunt is not the aunt that's related to my cousin. It's a different aunt.
Okay.
They have all heard like randomly just classical music playing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So freaky. It's no, I can't support it. Oh my god, I would like. Okay. My grandma used to say that she could like feel a ghost watching her when she was sitting at her computer,
mm-hmm.
which is like, okay, now this is the one that kind of connects to yours. My papa, basically, he told us this story where he was laying in his bed and it was like the door had to be closed and it had to be dark. And basically what happened is somebody pulled all of the covers off of him onto the floor. And he was just like laying there straight. And I remember I was a kid and he was like, okay, Carissa, like you're going to lay in the bed and I'm going to close all, like, turn off all the lights and, like, close the door, and you're going to wait, and it's going to happen to you. And I'm like, so I, like, I get in, and I'm, like, getting ready. And as he's closing the door, I, like, flip out. And I'm like, no, like, you have to, like, I can't do it. And I told my mom about this earlier, and she's like, yeah, he was probably just trying to scare you. I'm like, okay, but, like, that's the exact setting that happened to him in. Like, yeah. I was freaked. The other thing that happened to him was he puts his glasses on his, like, nightstand, and he woke up the next morning, and they were at the end of the bed, underneath the bed. Like, he's old. He's not putting them down there, you know? No. Like, he's having trouble as it is to, like, see and hear. Like, he's not going to hide his glasses underneath the bed.
Yeah, like, why make it harder on yourself, right?
The only, like, I think I have less than you. So if we're going to get to the house stuff, I'm just going to, like, ramp some off. My mom and I, in our old place down in Uxbridge, heard banging on the wall. And then we both checked to see, like, what it was, because it appeared it was coming from outside. There was nobody outside, nobody inside. Mm-hmm. There was just someone, like, knocking on our walls. My mom used to hear knocking coming from inside her closet, which is where the attic was, which is also, like, freaky. And then this is one of my favorites. It's so freaky, though. So this kind of ties in to what I'm going to talk about with our place.
Yeah.
But my mom woke up, and she saw a man standing right next to her bed, and she physically went out and, like, punched him, because she's like, oh, my God, a man is right there. And my cat started freaking out, like, looking at him. Like, he was staring at the position, but then he was gone. And she was like, the cat was spooked for, like, a half hour. Like, he was just staring at that exact spot. And I'm going to come back to the cat when we start talking about, like, our place. He's my rock. He's my baby.
Your cat's also a warning system, just by the way, for Zanera and I.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. And then I have, I'm trying to think. Okay, so my Uncle Terry, when he passed, my mom said that she had felt him, like, at the end of her bed, and she knew he was there, and she got this sense of peace, and she told her parents about it, and they were like, oh, like, your papa felt that at 6 in the morning. My mom felt it at 6:30, and he was like, papa felt the exact same thing at, like, a half hour earlier. And then we found out that my cousin Hannah, at 9 o'clock, had reached out into midair and said, daddy, and, like, put her arms out, and, like, Michelle, my aunt, was standing there, like, there's nobody here. Like, what are you, like, who are you looking at?
Wow.
And, like, so he, like, made his way through everyone in the family. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
But that one was a case of, like, a good presence. Like, my mom said, both my mom and my papa said that they felt at peace.
Yeah.
You keep looking towards the door. Is something there?
No.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Nope. It's okay.
Oh my, are you going to tell me after we leave, and then, like, I'm going to be spooked?
No. It's okay. Just continue.
Oh my God. You have to tell me, though, later. My mom has this one that she told me. She was hiking alone in the woods, and she heard, like, she heard somebody run up to her, and then she heard whispering, but she couldn't make out what the whispering was, and then all of a sudden she heard someone yell run, and then she felt, like, she heard the guy, like, the person running away, and she thought that it was, like, an indigenous person. Like, she had that gut feeling, but there was nobody around her, but she heard them running, and she heard, like, the whispering in her ear, and then somebody yelling to run.
Wow.
And that freaks me out. I'm like, okay, first of all, why are you hiking alone? Like,
yeah.
Don't. And then second of all, like, somebody's telling you to run. Like, what happened where you were hiking? Like, that's freaky. That's
so weird.
Anyways, those are, like, my main stories.
Wow. Those are some good ones.
Do you want to play a song really quick? And then we can regroup after?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do it. We'll see if this will work. All right, guys. We'll be right back in just a moment. Alrighty, guys, we are back. We have double checked the place we're in now to make sure that we're okay in here.
Yep, which we are.
We are. I can't tell if you're being serious. You have a great poker face.
I've had to.
Oh my God. So before we get into the stuff that's in my apartment where I go to bed scared tonight, we are.
It's okay. We'll both be there.
Until I'm home alone next, when everyone's home for the weekend. Yeah. Me and the cat. Yeah. We're getting through it together. But I wanted to talk briefly about, like, on-campus stuff.
Sure.
I had a class called Fakes, Frauds, and Mysteries that I told you about, and we like briefly did ghosts, and I wanted so bad for Laurier to be like a haunted campus and for there to be like rumors and stuff. There wasn't really much, unfortunately. The only thing that came up like on Reddit and everything was WCH, like Waterloo College Hall. And it was just like they would hear stuff in the halls and like things like that. WCH also has like a really old kind of creepy basement, which I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like a guy in my class had mentioned like something in King Street, which sounded like he had gone up a floor and there was nobody there. I'm like, okay, like maybe the people just like ran away. Yeah. Like if they were yelling up there, they probably just went into a room so they wouldn't get caught by the duty on. But other than that, like there's not really much at Laurier for like, have you like experienced anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so here I am. Yeah. What do you got?
For those of you listening in from Bricker, I would stop listening. just a little heads up. So I was in Bricker for all of first year. Obviously apartment style. My one of my roommates was also very sensitive to like experiencing things. So her and I would both kind of share our experiences. Right before winter break last year, I was in the apartment alone. Basically my entire floor was empty. So it was just me there and, like, my dawn. Like, the 23rd, right before Christmas. So I'm getting ready to go to bed. And all of a sudden, I just sense, like, a man by the door. Now, keep in mind, when I'm in the kitchen, I can't see the door. But, like, I just knew there was a man there. Like, full out. I wouldn't have been surprised if an actual human walked around the corner. That's how sure I was.
Oh, my gosh.
And I kind of just finished cooking because I was, like, almost done. Making my craft dinner post-exam. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed. My room has a lock on it. Hope for the best kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I get in there, go to sleep, nothing. And then after winter break, I was talking to my roommate. And I was like, I had another really weird experience here. And I was, like, telling her about it because she already knew about the others. And I was like, yeah, it was, like, kind of right between, and right as I go to say where it was in our apartment, she says it word for word where it was.
Oh, my God, seriously?
And I was like, how'd you know that? Because I was like, I know why I know it, but why do you know it? And she had had an experience just before winter break as well. She'd been sitting on our couch in the living room, which, for those of you not familiar with Bricker's layout, the kitchen and living room are connected.
Right. It's like I did tours in there. Like you walk in and there's two rooms and then there's like the kitchen and living room and then there's two rooms on the other side.
Exactly.
Right?
And there's a bathroom on each side. Yeah. So she had been sitting in the living room and had sensed that there was like a full out man beside her, like a figure standing there. She obviously couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
But she just felt it.
So
we had both felt it in the exact same place around the exact same time. So she was a lot more spiritual than me, so we kind of did a cleanse on the place with, like, stuff her mom gave her. Didn't have too many more experiences after that. I did wake up to the sound of nails scratching on my floor.
Oh, my God. No. I don't know.
I'm just going to tell myself that was a mouse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I really want a mouse in the dorm either, but I'm going to take that over a ghost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that, like, have you experienced anything, like, on like not in dorm, like just like on the campus, like
not really. I've had like an uneasy feeling a couple times, but that was mainly like at night, so I can kind of excuse that. I try and debunk it whenever I can, because like obviously there are times where you're just scared, maybe you were psyching yourself out a bit, right?
Like
but I don't want to tell stories and then not debunk others, right? But
that's fair. Yeah, no, like, I never found anything about, I feel like one of the articles mentioned Daub, but they didn't go into any detail about, like, anything. And I was like, I feel like you can't just be like, oh, like Daub's definitely haunted. Like,
yeah,
that's just, like, a, like, us feeling like a hunch, you know? But
the one, sorry.
No,
the one other thing, around exams again, I was on the, like, top floor of the library, and it was, like, really early in the morning. Like, I was there before it opened.
Yeah. So,
I was the only person on the floor.
I love that they keep the doors unlocked. Side note. Thank you, the library.
Yes, thank you. And I was up there, And I had the feeling, like, that I should just run.
Like, seriously?
Because, like, for some reason, I had walked all the way to the back, as far away from the elevators as I could get. Because I was like, I need to lock in for this exam. I don't want elevators distracting me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got back there, I had such an urge to run down the aisle and just get back to the elevator.
Did you?
Yes. I went down to, like, the third or fourth floor. I was like, I'm not staying up there.
I've never been on 7. I've only gone up to 6.
It can be uneasy, and I kind of just dismissed it that I was like stressed over exams, emotions were heightened, and I was alone. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a story that will come out soon.
Oh my god. Okay. We have 18 minutes. Let's talk about our place.
Let's get into it.
So, Harley and I have 3 other roommates. Mm-hmm. I'm on the middle floor. There's 3 floors, but, like, the first floor is just, like, the stairs, like, the landing where you come in.
Yep.
You come up to the second floor, and you have, like, a bathroom at the top of the stairs, and then you turn a corner, and there's 3 rooms, and then you turn another corner and go up another set of stairs, and up there we have our living room, Harley's room, our other roommate's room, and then the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I'm on the middle floor, Harley's on the top floor, and... And I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it.
Okay, take some deep breaths. All right, so I'll start us off on the very first day we moved in. So I was sitting in the living room. This was...
I know this one. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
This was... Figured I'd start us off easy.
Mm-hmm.
This was midday.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Just to add a little bit of proof to this, my other roommate also witnessed this, and she didn't necessarily have any experiences before, so... It was real. We're sitting on the couch, and we both happened to look into the kitchen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a box of Timbits on the counter, and it literally slowly moved across the entire counter. Now, we had just moved in, so we weren't sure if it was maybe an issue with the counter. We tried to debunk it. We had all the windows shut. The vents weren't blowing any air.
Yeah.
No one had walked past it. We even tried rolling pencils on the counter to see if it was flat, even though... A donut box full of donuts wouldn't have moved like that.
Right. But, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was completely flat. To this day, we still don't know how it moved that slowly.
That's, I told that story today in my, Radio Laurier meeting. Because I was like, this is what we're talking about. This is, the first thing, the first introduction I got for this.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And, so then the same night, I think, we had all been out in the living room, right? Just new roommates. Hanging out, and somehow we had brought up my experiences and ghost stories.
We had a whole discussion about it, I remember.
And I forget who it was, but one of you had asked me to go and inspect the apartment.
That was my girl Eyes.
Yeah.
Did not go well for her.
So I decided, I was like, okay, you know what? I'll go do it. Just do a little walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything upstairs at first. So I was like, okay, that's fine, but I'll go do the main floor. So I walk in, just kind of do a little quick walkthrough in all the rooms, immediately feel something. Mm-hmm. It was in Iceland's bedroom, felt it towards her closet. I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't felt it there since, even just walking past. So I think if it was there, it's not there now. So I did my little walkthrough. The one space that I did absolutely feel down there, and I still do to this day, is right outside the bathroom.
Yes. I remember hearing about this, and Zanara and I were talking about it.
Yeah. That is, a pull so strong that, it feels like I'm being tugged towards it almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong. And right after I had told Zanara about that, our other roommate, I had been going downstairs to go home.
Yeah.
And I had my stuff in my hand, obviously leaning away from the stairs because I didn't want to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt 2 hands push on my back and go to push me down the stairs when I turned my back to that corner where the bathroom is.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't like that bathroom to begin with because we have a squirrel in our vent.
Yeah.
And I can hear him up there, and you'll turn on the fan and he'll start moving.
So I would say probably the craziest thing that made Zanara believe that there was something there is the mimics that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
So this started, we were both in our rooms upstairs with our doors shut. I heard her call my name. Mm-hmm. She heard me call her name. At the same time, we both went out to the living room and went, "What?" And both of us looked at each other and went, "I didn't call you."
Oh my God.
I've also heard Zanera call me when she's not home. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm home alone at the apartment. There was one day. This day, I actually ended up feeling sick for a day afterwards. Like, I think it physically affected me that much. Mm-hmm. From this experience. I was home alone. All of you were out, which doesn't happen often. And I was upstairs on the couch. Socks, your cat was sitting with me. Mm-hmm. And we were just relaxing. He went downstairs for a bit. I stayed there. Next thing I know, I heard him scream. Like, I have never heard a cat scream this way.
Okay. Like, what do you mean? Like, what did it sound like?
Like, literally almost human scream. Like, he was terrified.
That's so weird.
And I was like, I actually jumped up because I was like, is he hurt? Like, mm-hmm. did he fall or something? And I didn't even have time to get to the stairs. He had shot himself all the way up, jumped on the couch, and would not leave me.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what did you just see?
My mom is texting me. She said, OMG. So, good comment, Mom.
Yeah, appreciate it. So I, obviously, having the experiences I have, I was sitting there and I was like, okay, I didn't hear the front door open. No one's broken in. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden I got that gut feeling and it felt like it was at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm home alone. I'm at the top floor. Mm-hmm. Socks came up here, so clearly down there is not the place to be. So right. I was like, we're going to go in my room. Second I get up, Socks is up. And he followed me into my bedroom. We shut the door, sat on my bed, stayed there for a bit. Then it got worse.
What do you mean? How did it get worse than that?
So I heard knocking in threes coming from the bathroom, trying to get in my room.
Your bathroom?
Yes, which for those listening, I share a bathroom, like a Jack and Jill style, with my roommate, Zanera. I checked Zanera's location. She was on campus. Mm-hmm. No one was in her room, and there were knocks in sets of three. Now, for any of you who are into the paranormal, like I am, knocks coming in three is a mock to the Holy Trinity. So, oh, it's supposed to, like, basically anything, like, dark or demonic will do knocks in threes or things in threes. And it's meant to basically, like, impersonate or, make fun of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. So I'm sitting in bed, and I hear that coming from her room trying to get into my room. Mm-hmm. Socks is still freaking out on my bed. And I was, like, that gut feeling was getting so strong, I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, shaking. I was there alone, and I was like, okay, you know what? Like, we're just staying in the bed. Socks is in bed. I'm going to follow what the animal's doing because he has better instincts than me. And I stayed there until Zanera got back. And the next day, I was literally so sick that I just stayed in bed. And I've read that people that have paranormal experiences to that degree can literally be physically sick over it.
That's so freaky. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Socks is, like, he is the reason why I'm, like, he's keeping me grounded in that house. Because frequently... literally. I'll hear stuff all the time, and my, like, basic excuse for anything that I hear, because I feel like I'm home alone most, like, more than anybody else in that house.
Yeah, you are.
Because I don't go home on the weekends, usually. Mm-hmm. So, I will, like, if I'm hearing something, like, my automatic response is, it's from the other buildings, because there's 4 units that are in this big building. I'm like, okay, I can usually hear their door closing and opening. So I'm like, okay, it's not, like, it's nothing to worry about. It's the other people. And I hear voices all the time, but I'm like, oh, it's their TV. And you can kind of tell sometimes that it is the TV. So if I, like, hear voices, I'm like, oh, it's the TV. My basic, like, philosophy is if I cannot freak out about anything I'm hearing, if Socks isn't freaking out.
No, it's good.
Because I'll be hearing stuff and I'm like, Socks is sitting right next to me perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So it's not a problem. Like, I'm not allowed to worry about it. If Socks is freaked out, then I let myself get scared.
Yeah, that's but very valid.
He has been, like, when you say, like, he screamed, he meows quite a bit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, recently, too, he's, like, he's so clingy. I'll get home, and he will meow at me until I pick him up, and he's so cute. Yeah. But he's never, like, I've never heard a noise like that.
This was, like, months ago, even when he was, like, quieter.
Yeah.
never heard that, like, from any cat before. Mm-hmm. But before we run out of time, I have my craziest story to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So I was having the feeling that we were being watched, mm-hmm. like, Zanera and I especially, because we'd spend a lot of time in the living room. And I've always had the feeling that there is, like, a female presence mm-hmm. watching us from the stairs. So I was like, you know what? And I know a lot of people would say not to contact them, mm-hmm. but because of my experiences in the past and how often they've happened, I'm not afraid.
I feel like you've told me this one. I think I remember it, like, so briefly, but keep going.
Okay. So I used a candle, mm-hmm. which is a method that you can do to communicate with, like, spirits. If you do it properly, it's relatively safe. Because, like, you have to make sure that you introduce yourself properly, that you end it properly so they can't be attached, like, things like that.
Yeah.
I've researched it, like, to mm-hmm. make sure that I'm not just, like, screwing around with things. Zanera sat and watched me do this,
mm-hmm.
and she literally had her mouth open the entire time. Like, it was probably the clearest reading I've ever had.
Okay.
Like, to the point where I had a candle going. We watched the flames. We knew, like, what the smoke looked like, how big the flame was, kind of got, like, an average.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I would ask it a question and say, make the flame bigger, it would make the flame bigger than the candle itself, and it would turn to black smoke.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as I said, if you're still there, make the candle stop, it would stop instantly.
That is freaky.
And then as I was doing that, it was a woman, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to answer that. I had, like, an actual, like, image in my head flash while I was talking to her through the candle of, like, what happened.
What was it?
So, and this is where some people may not believe, mm-hmm. but this is just the experiences I've had. Her name was Jane.
Mm-hmm.
She lived not necessarily in our house because it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she lived on the land where mm-hmm. our house now is.
Right.
And she had a very dark life in the sense that she was abused.
You have said this to me. I remember this. Yeah.
And I think she was abused by her dad. It wasn't clear. It just mm-hmm. said, like, a man in her life. And she told me that we have 2 to 3 demonic presences that tend to stay on the main floor.
Like, my floor?
Yeah.
Seriously? My floor?
But that they do move around and that they're men. Now, she told us that she is a guardian type spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And by she told us, I mean, like, we asked yes or no
yeah.
type questions until she gave us certain answers.
Okay.
And then for some, she chose not to answer, and mm-hmm. we just moved on to the next, just so everyone knows how that worked.
Yeah.
But then I tried a different method,
mm-hmm.
and I had a male spirit contact me and say, don't listen to her.
Really?
Now, with this method, it's called the Estes method.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it Estes method. You have headphones on and a blindfold. And
I would not be doing that. Uh-uh.
Essentially, you listen to static.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will speak to you and ask you questions.
Right.
And once you're in a trance, you basically just say whatever you hear through the static.
Oh, that's crazy.
So Zanera and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, when she had the headphones on, the spirit said that it wanted to cut me. This was days before I got pushed down the stairs, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And then later on when we did this again, it had told us, don't listen to her. She's lying. This was after we talked to Jane. So now we're not sure if there is a guardian spirit,
mm-hmm.
if they're all demonic, if none are demonic. We don't know who's lying to us.
Right.
We don't know if it's a woman. Because I've also read that if it's a demon or a demonic type presence,
right.
they don't have genders. So the fact she told us she was an abused woman, she could be lying.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hip, 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 hooray.
So that's our current living situation.
I will say, oh my God, this is freaky. Can we incense our house when we get home?
Sure.
Thank you. The only, like, oh my God, what do you know? What did you just?
I forgot. I had one more thing.
Okay, go for it.
This was a dream.
Oh, boy.
It's really quick. I was in bed,
mm-hmm.
and this was after all of that stuff had happened, like, pretty recently after.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sleeping, and I woke up in the middle of the night to a dream. Literally, the entire dream was me falling onto the ground, and my cross necklace fell off and broke in front of me.
Oh my god, no.
I feel like that's a pretty clear warning after hearing the knocks.
Okay, anyways, I will, like, say the only, like, the most frequent thing that I hear is, like, footsteps.
Yeah.
Above, and it's, usually it sounds like it's coming from directly above me, which is Zanara's room. Her room is right above mine, mm-hmm. like, our vents connect.
Okay.
And it will, like, all, it'll feel like footsteps, and I text Zanara all the time, because I don't have her location, so yeah. I will text her, and I'm like, hey, like, are you here right now? And she's always like, no, like, I'm at home, or no, I'm out, and I'm like, she's like, why, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, like, I'm just hearing noises, and it's, like, it usually comes from, like, right above, like, my room.
And you know what's even crazier? I will also hear footsteps above me, and the only thing above me is the attic.
Oh, my God. No, uh-uh.
Yeah. So sweet dreams, everyone.
See, I have to go home and sleep in this house. It's been trippy.
Yeah.
I'm very much spooked.
Me too.
at least you can control it a little bit.
Very
you know?
True. I mean, I've already known all these stories.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I'm finding out now, and it's 11 o'clock. I'm going home to go to bed.
Hey, you asked for it.
I did, and I was excited to know, too. But, like, I feel like I'm pretty good with putting it into the back of my mind and being like, oh, it's not real, you know?
I mean, the fact that I can feel those things and I'm still staying there, that should give you some peace of mind.
It does.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're so brave.
Thank you. But, like, if it was truly bad, I would not be there.
Mm-hmm. I'm keeping the cat with me.
Yeah.
With me always. It's my savior. But no, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Oh my god. Guys. I'm so scared. It's fine. It's fine. I am praying and hoping that Aislinn and Ava are not still listening, because, girls, if you are, like, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
I warned them.
Yeah. And I warned you guys at the beginning of the episode, too, not to listen to this one. but I got a text, and I thought it was going to be them, but it was my mom. My mom wants to bring Socks home. You cannot take him right now. He is the thing protecting me.
Yep.
He's my baby. He loves me.
He's our warning system. We need him.
He keeps all of us safe. And I have not seen anything from him, like, at all, recently at least. Like, he does not get flipped out a lot, which is, again, like, something that keeps me safe. I'm mostly worried right now about my bathroom. Because, like, I shower in the dark in there.
Oh, why do you do that?
Because the feels... Like you know, when, like it's dark and I can put on loud music and it's just so much nicer, you know?
That's valid.
Everyone thinks...
Oh, I might stop.
Maybe he screamed. Maybe Harley imagined it. Like, maybe he didn't scream, Mom. Maybe Sox was just regularly meowing and he was running away because he needs to get some exercise in because he knows he's overweight.
There were a lot of consecutive things that happened after that scream that makes me think he did scream. Just for the record.
I would agree with that, but I'm trying not to say it.
Okay. He didn't scream, everyone. He was laughing.
He was laughing.
Yeah. Something funny happened.
He saw a funny little mouse on the ground and... Yep.
Oh, we don't want that either. We already have squirrels.
We do have squirrels. The squirrels are, like, infested all over Waterloo. And I've been talking to people, and they're like, you don't have that many squirrels. I'm like, no, like, I'm telling you, like, this isn't a normal amount of squirrels.
No. And, like, they're not scared of anything.
No. Oh, my God.
They chase you.
They're literally, we had them, like, living in our, like, he's my poor baby, not yours. anyways, we had them living on our balcony for a while, too.
Yeah. I had one day, I had the balcony door open, and they tried to run in.
I'm so glad I took, they were living in a mop bucket and I scared them out. Like, they had chewed through it. So, like there was the bottom of the mop bucket was just a hole. I took that and I threw it right off the balcony. I was like, okay, you're done. You're out.
I'm pretty sure they moved from the mop bucket to our roof, but.
My bad, guys.
It's okay. We'll forgive you for that one.
Maybe it's different squirrels.
Maybe. Yeah.
But anyways, we are out of time for today. So everybody, put me in your prayers for your before bed tonight, everyone sit down and say, Carissa is going to be fine tonight in her non-haunted house.
Yes, that's what we're going for.
Everybody, I need you all to manifest that, please and thank you. As always, I mean, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes, thank you, guys. I hope you guys got spooked, if anything. Okay, here we go. We're going to end it out with one more Hozier song. And as always, I love you all. Drive safe and have a wonderful, spirit-free night. Till next Monday.